Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not such a great week for the Proud Boys. Enrique Tarrio, one of the leaders of that organization, is about to get sentenced. A couple of his colleagues were sentenced to big-time sentences, more than 10 years. How did that go? Why did they deserve it? What is going on with a group that is called the Proud Boys, where at least one of the people tries to say that they are emulating the Lost Boys in Peter Pan? No, really. We will get to that on the Medved Show. There is also good news from Newt Gingrich, who says Republicans can win using a blueprint for success in 2024. And where's that blueprint come from? Well, it comes from Speaker Gingrich, but it also comes from another potential candidate for president who could change things dramatically for the Republican Party and change them for the better. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to the idea that America is a doomed, gloomy, messed up country. There's a full page piece in the New York Times. Why is America such a deadly place? Our mortality rates far exceed those of our peers. Is that really true? We will get to a back and forth on that issue of how bad off things really are in America. And then there's more about, is it worth shutting down the government in order to get an impeachment investigation started against President Biden? A lot of members of Congress on the Republican side seem to think so. We will talk about that explosive issue. We'll also be speaking about what's happening, which is not optimistic at all, in China. It's not optimistic for the Chinese, maybe optimistic for the United States of America. We'll be speaking about that with Gordon Chang coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And finally, there's a piece on NBC News talking about the fact that we used to have August off for politics. It used to be a time when people would not do politics in Washington, D.C., partially because Washington, D.C. in the old days was dangerous in the summertime because it was swampy and it was humid and it was a bad climate. So people tried to get out of Washington as much as possible. Now, well, the politics more intensive than ever. Why is that? We'll talk to Alex Seitz-Wald of NBC about that. That also coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first up, there is a piece about the elections that are going on right now. There are two elections, primaries, for congressional seats. One is a very safe congressional seat for the Democrats in Rhode Island, and that's because Congressman Ciccolini had basically resigned from the House. Then there's another Utah congressman who's a Republican. So these two seats, both very competitive primaries this year, but it's pretty clear that the Utah seat is going to go to a Republican, and the Rhode Island seat is going to go to a Democrat. But also coming up, and it's really just a couple of weeks because we're now in September, the very beginning of November, they have big elections in Virginia. And Scott Calvert writes in the Wall Street Journal that control of the state legislature is at stake. With all 140 seats in both chambers, the House and the Senate, up for grabs. Democrats hold a slim majority in the Senate. Republicans have a slight edge in the House. Governor Youngkin, that's Glenn Youngkin, who is term limited, by the way. They only allow one term for a governor, one term, then you have to take time off. You can then come back later and run for a second term. But he's out of a job in 2025. And why is that? It's because they have their... He got elected back in 2021. It was 21 that Glenn Youngkin got elected. In any event, it says Youngkin, while not on the ballot, is pushing hard for a GOP trifecta so he can pass a 15-week abortion limit and other conservative priorities, and so that he can burnish his reputation as a Republican who can win in swing territory after his 2021 victory put him on the national map. If the November 7th elections go well for his party, Youngkin could make a late entry into the 2024 presidential race, a prospect he hasn't ruled out and that some national Republicans have pined for privately. GOP primary balloting and some early ballot deadlines suggest such a bid might have an uphill struggle. Well, that's because nobody's talked about, really, Youngkin as a candidate, and he hasn't declared his candidacy. I think if he ends up winning... And what's fascinating about this is he got involved in primaries, too, to pick the right candidates who could actually win for the Republicans, which is crucial. And he was involved in 10 primaries. He identified and endorsed 10 different candidates. They all won. He was very successful in the primaries in Virginia. And dominance in the state's General Assembly likely will hinge on a handful of races. The nonpartisan Virginia Public Access Project rates 4 out of 40 Senate races and 7 out of 100 House contests as competitive. With no marquee office on the ballot, the key for Republicans and Democrats will be motivating their bases, political analysts say, although both sides are vying for potentially persuadable voters. Democrats are betting on abortion access to energize voters, along with gun control measures and LGBTQ protections. Republicans are focusing largely on parental involvement in education, school choice, as well as crime and the economy. Because it's a turnout election, you can glean whose base is more mobilized to come out and vote, said Democratic strategist Ben Tribbett. Democrats need a strong showing from younger voters, he said, adding, if this is an election decided by senior citizens, Glenn Youngkin will take total control. Virginia's odd-year elections traditionally offer clues about the electorate's mood heading into national contests. The state used to lean Republican, but suburban growth has benefited the Democratic Party, which in 2019 won majorities in both houses. Republicans under Youngkin in 2021 captured the governorship and took back the House. Virginia is now one of only two states where each party controls one legislative chamber. Youngkin, elected amid a wave of frustration over COVID-era school policies, has staked much on these elections. The former private equity executive waded into 10 GOP primary fights, and all of his picks prevailed. Now his political operation is raising large sums as Youngkin rallies with candidates around the state. And is it a good idea, exciting idea, that Glenn Youngkin could come in and shake up the Republican presidential race? Well, actually, Newt has a plan. He has a piece entitled "Want to Win Republicans? Here's a Blueprint for Success in 2024. How does that blueprint for success talk about what we're talking about now and Glenn Youngkin and the fight in Virginia? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show. I know yesterday was Labor Day, right? But we still have available for the rest of this week our special Labor Day sale, where it's 50% off the best talks that are available at the Medved History Store. Check it out, and you'll see a wide variety of topics and information. All of it entertaining and important. Go to michaelmedved.com or Michael Medved's History Store. We will continue this week, but then that's it. I mean, because August is over, as we will be talking about. We're moving into September and back to school, which, by the way, for people who are studying civics or American history at all in school, this is a terrific opportunity as well. And for people who want to know more about it, go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner on our Labor Day sale, 50% off. Check it out. Meanwhile, Fox News has an opinion piece by Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, former presidential candidate, and the headline is the kind of thing that's got to grab your attention right now. It is a want to win Republicans. Here's a blueprint for success in 2024. And the blueprint that Newt Gingrich lays out is basically Glenn Youngkin. And, which is fascinating because I didn't know that he was about to be so clear cut in addressing a candidate who isn't named Donald J. Trump. Here's what Newt Gingrich has to say. He says, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is leading a campaign in Virginia this fall that is a model for Republicans to study across the country. Virginia has off-year legislative elections, and he has taken on the challenge of fighting to keep the General Assembly and to win the Senate. Governor Youngkin has three big things going for him. First, he is doing a great job as governor, and he gets support from a vast majority of Virginians. A July Morning Consult poll showed 57% of Virginians approved of Youngkin's performance. Only 32% disapproved. So that's 2-to-1 approval. It's better than a reverse of the a Biden percentage, where he has almost 2-to-1 opposition. But in any event, this is a solid base, writes Gingrich, from which to wage a campaign for help in the legislature. Second, Governor Youngkin has great issue positions. He wants to cut taxes, while his Democrat opponents want to spend more money and make government even bigger. Currently, there is a projected $5 billion surplus. Governor Youngkin would give most of it back to Virginians and to Virginia companies. His argument is that making Virginia more attractive will bring in even more companies. This will create even more jobs and raise incomes for all Virginians. The Democrats have to give Virginians their own, to give Virginians their own money. The Democratic model is to spend as much as possible on public bureaucracy and argue that bureaucrats can do more for the people of Virginia than the private sector. Being for higher taxes is a big burden for Democrats to carry. It may please their interest group allies, but it loses them support among average hardworking Virginians. And then third, the third point in which we says we can all learn from Glenn Youngkin. Remember, the very first point was the fact that he's doing a good job as governor. Second point, that he has solid issues positions. And third point is Governor Youngkin has launched a Secure Your Vote Virginia campaign, which is designed to mobilize voters and get his supporters to the polls as early as possible. He analyzed the outcomes in 2020 and 2022 and realized that allowing Democrats to build up a huge advantage before Election Day made it hard, sometimes impossible, for Republicans to play catch up. As Governor Youngkin explained it in a USA Today column on August 13th, Republicans need to stop fighting early voting. It's how we can win on Election Day. Well, of course he's right. He went on to write, Republicans cannot afford to go into Election Day down thousands of votes. That will be all but guaranteed losses. Secure Your Vote Virginia modernizes the way we turn out voters through absentee and early voting, he says. The portal, SecureYourVoteVirginia.com, provides step-by-step instructions for requesting an absentee ballot or voting early by mail or in person. This campaign educates voters on the options available to cast their ballot early and to ensure their voice will be heard in November. In other words, the whole idea of discouraging early voting or discouraging mail-in voting, what's the sense of that? What you're saying is that we think that the Democrats should have more of a chance to vote than we do? Doesn't make much sense, does it? And Governor Youngkin has offered his own time and prestige and raised a lot of resources to bring together a professional team to maximize Republican turnout this fall, writes Newt Gingrich. If Governor Youngkin's all-out push pays off in significant Republican legislative gains this fall, his role as a Republican leader with a positive vision and real achievements will be greatly expanded almost overnight. And it would have to be almost overnight. But remember, this election is November 8th. And if Youngkin does as well as a lot of people hope that he will on November 8th, he still has plenty of time to jump into the race and really shake things up, because November 8th is this first election in Virginia, and then they don't have the Iowa caucuses until January 15th. So that means you've got almost an entire month of November. You do have the entire month of December. And yes, people are doing other things. But this politics and this choice for a standard bearer for the Republicans is absolutely crucial. And frankly, I think for a lot of people, where you have 70% of Americans who want both President Biden and President Trump to drop out of the race, because I'd like to see somebody fresher, newer, more energizing for the electorate. That's, it seems to me, something that would cater very well to someone like Youngkin, who has a can-do, practical approach to his brand of Republicanism. Speaking about things that are not practical or can do, there is a story about the Proud Boys sentenced for their roles in the Capitol attack on January 6th. We'll get to that. And also, why is it that we used to get a break from politics in the summer months, particularly the month of August? Didn't happen this year. Why not? We'll be speaking to a reporter from NBC about why not and what it means coming up on the MedVet Show.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Tens of millions of Americans are expected to feel a heat wave that will bring 100-degree temperatures this week. Eastern and central U.S. were sizzled over the holiday weekend, with some cities seeing record highs. It's likely to be between the lower and high 90s today. That word impeachment is floating around again with lawmakers.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. The evidence is there. Come on.
I'm Lance Pryde.
Congress will be back at the nation's capital today after its summer break. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell could address his health situation this week after he had a second freezing moment where he suddenly stopped speaking at a press event. Dave Collins, USA News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, once upon a time, and it really isn't that long ago, politicians used to be proud to take August vacations, to come home from Washington. There's a piece over at NBCNews.com. It's by Alex Seitz-Wald, who is a senior political reporter for NBC News. Under the heading, Americans used to get a summer break from politics, not anymore. Doesn't it make sense, Alex Seitz-Wald, that when there's so many terrible things going on in August in terms of fires and floods and even Burning Man being flooded out, that with all of this climate-related dislocation, it would be more difficult, wouldn't it, for politicians to take old-style vacations where they sort of go off to Martha's Vineyard, or the Bushes used to go to, first President Bush to Kennebunkport, and then the other President Bush went to his ranch in Texas. Wouldn't it make more sense for people to suspend that at a time when we're going through climactic and political crises?
Hey, Michael, and thanks for having me. Yeah, I think that's part of what's going on here is this sense that the world is changing, that our politics is changing, that there's constant crises and emergencies, and we just kind of veer from one crazy thing to the next. So the idea of politicians taking an entire month off in that background is just untenable, especially in an era when we all have smartphones and Wi-Fi and laptops, and we can work from anywhere. So you can't go. I talked to a former senator who would go to Europe for 2 weeks with his family, and the idea of that is just crazy now. And even if you were to do that, you would have to certainly have that interrupted by business. I mean, President Biden, just in his 3 years in office, has had his vacation in August interrupted for business. This year was the Maui wildfire. Last year, it was to sign the Inflation Reduction Act. The year before that, it was Afghanistan. Donald Trump, before him, similar story. So this idea that there's just no off from the news, I think, is pervasive from, you know, your lowly voter to you and me and walking around with our phones and just feeling inundated by the news, all the way up to the President of the United States, who also can't really take any time off these days.
We also have had the two oldest presidents ever, with President Trump and then President Biden. There's 3 years apart in age, and this is obviously a big political issue. Isn't part of this the determination of, well, Biden in particular, to turn back all those common beliefs that he's too old to handle the presidency?
I mean, it's obviously, you know, the top issue, as the polls say, that's the top issue for a lot of voters about Joe Biden, and Donald Trump isn't too far behind him, as you pointed out, in years. I think it also contributes to this kind of sense of uncertainty about our political leaders, our political establishment, that things could come crashing down at any minute. I mean, you know, I'm not that old, but I grew up in an era when things seemed pretty stable and people complained that politics was boring. I don't think anyone complains that politics is boring these days. And
yeah, boring sounds pretty good right now.
I think a lot of people could go for boring. Yeah, we didn't realize how good we had it in those days. And yeah, I mean, this was kind of, you know, this August vacation was kind of part of the rhythm of how Washington worked as a city. And it was just taken for granted. I first moved to Washington about 15 years ago, right out of college. And one of the first pieces of advice I got was, you know, make sure you schedule your vacation in August. Everything shuts down. Nothing happens. Congress is gone. The president is gone. You just got to get out of town. It's too hot anyway. It was like, you know, the Truman's advice about if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. It was just kind of treated as one of these unchangeable parts of the city and American political life. And it's really been, I think, in my lifetime and in our lifetime that's all changed, as we just feel like our politics is speeding up and changing and no longer tenable or no longer sustainable the way it has been for so long.
Yeah, you mention in your piece, which is posted up at michaelmedved.com, on Americans used to get a summer break from politics. You mentioned some of the history here, which is actually fascinating. Thomas Jefferson was the first president to actually live in the White House for his entire term. The White House was being built while John Adams was president. But in any event, Jefferson used to get away from Washington because it was low-lying, it was mosquito-infested, and there was a real risk of yellow fever. People were worried about getting disease by staying in Washington during the summertime. And that was, I mean, as you say there, it's not really true that Washington was built on a swamp, but it was close enough to a swamp, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's a floodplain. It's a riverbank, you know, so it did flood. It still floods to some degree, but not like it used to because we have, you know, more modern flood control. But yeah, I found letters that Jefferson wrote when he was getting ready to move into the White House, and he was arranging for his belongings to be brought from Monticello. And he said, "Please hurry, because if it arrives when it's in August, I won't be here. I will have taken my leave." And he also wrote to some friends, basically saying, "You know, don't bother coming in August because I won't be here for what he called the sickly months." Exactly to your point about, you know, mosquito-borne illness. Whether it's a swamp or not, it was still hot. It still is. It's, you know, actually today, it's 97 degrees in D.C. The mayor just activated a health emergency. So that was always a big cause to leave the city. And even during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, while he was in the midst of this important battle for the nation's future, he would go up to a cottage in what is now part of the city, but at the time was kind of a rural farmland on a hill, to every night to sleep there because it was just too hot at the White House. Air conditioning
changed
that.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Walt Whitman used to see President Lincoln going up to that house, which was, a former hospice, right? Wasn't it for the military?
That's right. Yeah, it's on the ground. It's a cottage that's on the grounds of the former hospice. It's still actually it's called the Old Soldiers Home. It's still a retirement community for members of the military, former members of the military. And it's a great site to visit, Lincoln's Cottage. Definitely would recommend a visit. He spent a lot of time there, pretty much May to September during his entire presidency. He would go almost every day. He would sleep there and then come back to the White House because it's only a few miles. And in one of those great, you know, coincidences of history, Walt Whitman just happened to be staying nearby. And so he would watch the president and his entourage go up and down from what was then the city up to this cottage every single day. And he saw him, you know, as the wages of war were taking a toll on him. And Lincoln would keep doing this even when Mary Todd and the kids would leave Washington. They would go to Cape May, New Jersey, or the Delaware beaches, the same kinds of places that presidents, including Biden, vacation today. And I also found a letter from one of Lincoln's aides complaining to another that the town had emptied out. And he said it was more dismal than a defaced tombstone because everyone had left the city, and he was sad to be left behind in the sweltering heat.
Yeah, in the midst of the summertime, you kind of wonder, why did the Confederates even want to capture it, right? But they did. Alex Seitz-Wald is a senior political reporter for NBC News. His piece, and it does have a great deal of insight in the impact on all of us, especially politicians, of mobile phones, which really mean that no, you can't escape. We will escape to bring you the latest on the Proud Boys and some of their sentences for January 6th and surprising reactions to them. Coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved Show, the leader of the group that is known as the Proud Boys, which it just raises the whole title, Proud Boys, raises so many questions. Number one, what are you proud about? I mean, honestly, what are you proud about? You look at the sentences that have been given out so far, and then secondly, if you're a man, you're 25 or 35 or 55. Do you really want to still be a boy? Okay. The story from what's already been determined with some of these Proud Boys, all of whom were found guilty, most of them guilty of seditious conspiracy, which is a serious violation. A federal judge handed down hefty sentences against two leaders of the Proud Boys for their role in attacking the Capitol on January 6, 2021. One of whom broke open a window to the building and another of whom took over leadership role of the group that day, leading several hundred people at the front of the line, the mob that eventually took over the Capitol building. Their sentences, both among the longest yet of the over 1,000 people who've already been charged as part of the riot, are emblematic of how judges are working to separate key figures who furthered the violence that day from those who were just swept up in the crowd. Timothy Kelly, who's a federal district judge, said, "If we don't have the peaceful transfer of power, I don't know what we have." He said during one of the hearings, because that is the reflection of when we go to the ballot box, when we exercise the right to vote. That's the manifestation of that. And so if we don't have that, we don't have anything. What the Proud Boys did didn't honor the founders. It was a kind of thing they wrote the Constitution to prevent, Judge Kelly said. The first man to be sentenced on Friday, before we went into the three-day holiday, was named Dominic Pezzola. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Pezzola smashed through a window to the U.S. Capitol with a police riot shield on January 6th, allowing the first wave of rioters to storm the building as members of Congress were being evacuated. Pezzola quickly became a symbol of the violence that day. Also, Ethan Nordine, a Proud Boy from Washington State, yay, who took over leading the group after longtime Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio. He's about to be sentenced any minute. We'll bring you that. And the prosecutor is asking for 33 years for Enrique Tarrio. Enrique Tarrio was arrested on his way to Washington, D.C. days before the January 6th riot. He was sentenced. Ethan Nordine, who was there and took over leadership, he was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Just think of what that means. It's just, you're throwing your, flushing your life down the toilet. Images of Pezzola, who was nicknamed Spazzolini, using the police riot shield to first breach the Capitol building, quickly became a symbol of the violence that day. The reality is you were the one who did it, Judge Kelly said during the sentencing hearing. You were the one who smashed that window in and let the people begin to stream into the Capitol building and threaten the lives of our lawmakers. It is not something I would have ever dreamed I'd see in our country. Before leaving the courtroom, well, first of all, there was, before he left the courtroom, there was an attempt to try to influence the judge to get mercy. Pezzola was convicted of multiple other charges, including assaulting or resisting a police officer, robbery of a police shield, destruction of government property, and obstructing the official proceeding. In a written statement read aloud by prosecutors last week, former Capitol Police Officer Mark Ode, who was assaulted by Pezzola, recounted being attacked by the mob and feeling like his life was leaving his body. Ode wrote that he was haunted by that memory of being pinned down by multiple assailants, being pinned down by all of their weight while simultaneously being choked by the chin strap of my helmet. I felt my life fleeing my body, Ode wrote, adding that he had the most vivid visual of my own funeral. During the sentencing hearing, prosecutor Eric Henderson said that many Americans will approach the ballot box in 2024 with trepidation and will go to bed on January 5th, 2025, afraid of what might happen to the next day. Mark Ode certainly will. Pezzola, who was dressed in an orange jumpsuit, addressed the court during the hearing, while his wife, mother, a daughter, and a friend who served with him in the military sat in the courtroom. I need to extend my sincere apology to Officer Ode, Pezzola said. And if he were here, I would look him in the eyes and apologize for all the grief I caused him. Pezzola also apologized to his own wife and children and the country, adding that the events of J6 have crumbled the reputation of the nation I served in the Marine Corps. His wife, Lisa, told Judge Kelly how her daughters have suffered through depression and been bullied at school since their father was arrested, saying that it is very hard as a mother to not be able to protect them from the outside world. In no way am I making excuses for Dominic's actions that day, she said. As I said on the stand, he was a effing, she said the word, idiot! That's what she said through tears. Pezzola's younger daughter, Angelina, spoke to the judge, said, I hope you give him some mercy so he can see me graduate college, so he can see me get my first home, my first job, she said, as her father sobbed at the defense table. All I crave is a hug from my father. The judge did not give him a great deal of mercy. It's a 10-year sentence. And the amazing thing is that Judge Kelly left the courtroom, and then Pezzola left the courtroom. He raised his fist and shouted out repeatedly, Trump won, just minutes after Kelly, who had left the courtroom, said he hoped that Pezzola had turned a corner. Apparently not. And then there's this story of Nordine, the other Proud Boy who was sentenced at the end of last week. We're still waiting on Enrique Tarrio. But what happened with Nordine, he goes by the moniker Rufio Panman after a member of Peter Pan's Lost Boys. He rose to prominence within the organization in 2017 that showed a video of him knocking out an anti-fascist protester with one punch, and it went viral online. Standing before the judge late Friday afternoon, Nordine apologized for his actions during the riot and said, "For a long time, I thought of myself merely as an individual, comparing my action that day to others, but I had to face the sobering truth. I didn't come to January 6th as an individual. I came as a leader. The truth is, I did help lead a group of men back to the Capitol. I had ample opportunity to de-escalate, and I did nothing." Defense attorney Nicholas Smith noted repeatedly that Nordine, quote, consumed at least six alcoholic beverages, on his way to the Capitol on January 6th, and that his pockets were filled with empty containers. His wife and sister also addressed the judge, pleading for Nordine to be allowed to return home to his daughter. There's 1,000 people who have been charged with this violence and this day of disgrace. Dominic Pezzola was sentenced to 10 years in prison, and Nordine sentenced to 18 years in prison. And today, they're asking for 33 years for Enrique Tarrio. I doubt that he will get that. It's not according to the pattern. You don't give the prosecutors all that they want, even in cases like this. We're going to be talking about America itself in the docket. There's a column, big column, full page. Why is America such a deadly place? Is it really so deadly? Do we compare that badly? We will get to that issue, and also, what is the latest with America's relationship to China? And are things really as bad in that country as people understand, at least what we're getting here in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.